Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's Bud Pod 225.
225. Voodoo Hive.
Voodoo Hive.
A Voodoo Hive is a, and I know last week we talked a lot about bees, but Voodoo Hive is a hive of bees. And each bee is assigned to a person. And if you find that bee, you can like do stuff to him and it'll happen to the person.
Like,
you
know? A doll.
Yeah, like a voodoo doll, yeah.
That's interesting. You know, the doll part of voodoo comes from European witchcraft, not from African.
Oh, interesting.
It's a different part of the melange.
Right, right, right. So if you were go to, if you actually went to, but voodoo's, is voodoo from the Caribbean?
Yes, but it's from the slaves.
Right.
So it's a mixture of traditional medicine and traditional ritual and stuff from West Africa.
And there's no doll stuff in it at all?
No. Well, the idea of a doll that you put pins in,
yeah,
that's European witchcraft.
Oh. I don't know why it was packaged as voodoo.
Well, no, it's just it's syncretic.
Syncretic?
Yeah, it's a mixture.
Oh.
Well, because they're picking up some witch stuff from the slave owners.
Oh, you mean
whites.
So, right. Okay. I thought you were saying that actually we've sort of supplanted, in popular culture, we've supplanted European witchcraft
into
voodoo.
No.
Voodoo,
I mean,
actually does.
IRL, back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas if you were to presume, you'd presume, oh, that must be some crazy thing. And it's like, no, you've just forgotten your own. A lot of pin stuff in European witchcraft. A lot of pins.
Hmm.
Putting pins in fingers and things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's acupuncture.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had some acupuncture done. Wait, did I? Yes. My back, when I had lower back pains.
Did it work?
All these things work for a bit.
Yeah.
They give you this, I think the idea is that it encourages blood flow in the area, and that, I think that always helps, but eventually that subsides. And
you just go, my back hurts again.
Yeah, and I've got all these holes in me. And then when I got suction cups, I just looked like I'd been wrestling an octopus, because I just all these purple marks.
Oh, no.
All over my back.
Did you feel better from suction too?
Again, for like an afternoon, or maybe a day.
Gosh.
But I was at the time, I was at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and so each show I'd turn around and show everyone my back, and they go, you know, oh, and I would be able to tell how far along the recovery was depending on how loudly they went, oh.
Okay.
Because eventually they just went, huh?
So after a week, yeah, you just went, oh, it must be healed. That's funny. Did you do a sort of Def Jam set about, like, I wish they'd lit a special candle suction cup on my dude?
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I should say as well, we got sent on Instagram and Twitter a lot, a sort of free water sign in a cafe where they've tried to write free water twice in a grid, right?
Free water twice in a grid.
So free water once normally across,
yeah.
The way words are,
yeah,
and then down as well.
Okay.
But using some of the same letters.
Yeah.
So like that. But it just writes the word fart.
Oh, no.
It
does say fart.
Yeah. I'm going to retweet that on the BudPod Twitter account so you guys can see the fart. But how they didn't see that.
The fart, yeah.
I can see it. Yes, I don't. Would I do acupuncture? Maybe. But I'd have to. I'd probably only do it if I was in the place.
You wouldn't go to an acupuncture place.
Not in London.
You'd be getting like a coffee and then they go, oh, we also do acupuncture. And you go, oh, yeah, okay.
But I would want to be in the country that it's from.
Okay.
Or a country where it's practiced
right.
A great deal.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like, hi, I'm Barry. I'm your acupuncturist. I'd be like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I treat it the same as I treat Asian food.
If there's Asian people in there. So what if it's like full of Asian people in there getting the backs poked?
From Barry, though.
No, not from Barry.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd be really impressed with Barry.
But I mean,
saw
it's
that.
In the UK.
Then I'm thinking maybe. I'll buy some powdered seahorse while I'm in there. Some dried seahorse.
Oh, I mentioned this the other day when I was on TV recording. I'd only remembered recently that when I was a kid, I was given medicine for ghosts. Did I tell you this?
No. No? You've mentioned some of your cultural interactions with the spirit world before to me, but I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I was very afraid of the dark as a kid.
Yeah.
Had terrible trouble sleeping. And so my father really wanted to help me, and he was like, I guess he can see ghosts, and
afraid of the dark? What are you seeing, ghosts? And then you're like, well, I hadn't considered that till now, but
and I drank something.
Really?
For the ghost, yeah.
My ghost things. Potion.
Yeah, ghost tonic.
But it was to remove a power from you. It's kryptonite.
Oh, yeah, it was to weaken me.
Yeah.
I've never been able to see a ghost since. I've lost touch with all my ghost friends.
That's a really, really short version of Sixth Sense. I see dead people. Drink this. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Thank you.
There you go. Phew. God. That was a stressful week. Anyway, time to carry on being seven. Yeah, little Danny or whatever his name is, just get some ghost juice.
Get some ghost juice in there. Well, I was recently on this recorded TV show, a panel show, and talking about horror movies. And so yeah. I started talking about how I don't like horror movies because they're too scary. And then I realized that the reason I find horror movies so scary is I grew up in a country where the adults believed in ghosts. So,
yeah,
you know, ghosts are very real for me. And
like, what if there's a ghost and your own parents were like, yeah, good point, son.
Oh, go, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, shit.
So every horror movie for me was just an introduction to a new ghost I had to worry about.
Yeah, you were watching it like a David Attenborough documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, there's a humpback whale?
This one comes out of the TV. I'm always watching the TV.
I thought they were old-fashioned.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
telling me they're in tech now?
I thought they'd have to come out of a typewriter at least.
The ghosts are TV. In tech? Haunted tech? That's true. Your fears are validated or invalidated by your parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like when a little kid falls over, there's always a moment where they're not sure if they should cry or not. And if the parent goes, oh no, they'll go, eh.
Yeah.
But the parent just goes, hey, way, they'll go, huh.
They go, ha, that was fun.
Yeah.
That's true. They sort of look and go, time to scream.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to scream. I hate that when I see a parent who doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And everything that their kid does is just like, oh no, you're going to bleed to death. You're going to bleed out here on the playground.
It's not good. It's not good for the kid.
No, you got to toughen up that kid. Give him some ghost juice.
You make him drink some ghost juice and laugh at their injuries.
Do you remember the ghost juice? Did it kick in immediately? Did you?
Well, it didn't kick in because it wasn't real.
Sure, but nor were the ghosts.
That's true.
So I guess, you know, you got to fight fire with fire. Got to cure this imaginary problem with some imaginary medicine.
No, but, it didn't fix it. I stayed afraid of the dark forever.
Forever. So was your dad like, oh, I must have been sold some bum ghost juice?
I think it was just... He might have just been like, well, I've tried everything now. I guess he's just scared for life.
Physicians have nothing left to say about this frightened boy. Was it just the dark? Did you have any phobias?
No, I just didn't like the dark. I didn't like having to go to sleep in the dark. I was very scared. I was always imagining like ghosts and nasties.
Nasties.
But
it's even vaguer than ghosts. Just, you know, nasties.
I didn't love wriggly squiggly animals. Which is tough in Malaysia, but I wouldn't say I'd have phobia.
I hated shungalolos.
Whoa, what's shungalolos?
Shungalolos is like a massive centipede thing.
Whoa.
And like they kind of be on the doormat after it rains.
How big are we talking?
Like big.
Like how wide?
Like coiled up, like
yuck.
Probably as thick as a sausage.
Wow.
I think. But and I was a kid. Maybe I'm remembering them bigger than they are.
And the awful thing about them critters is the whole point is they find a little nook to hide in. So you always, every time you go to the toilet, you're looking behind it, you're looking under the seat, you're looking in shoes.
It's not these big wriggly things with loads of legs, man.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And were they poisonous, Shungalulus?
Don't think so.
Oh.
I guess they had little nippers.
Yeah, because centipedes are poisonous.
What is a Shungalulu? I'm sure it's got a...
Shungalulu, where'd you go? I'm so scared of your touch.
Oh yeah, they're pretty big.
Shungalulu, I need to know.
What is a Shungalulu worm in English? Oh, it just says millipede.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, a millipede's safe, isn't it?
I guess.
It's still a bit gross.
Yeah, they are gross.
Shungalulu.
Looks like this.
Okay, so it's about the length of a grown hand.
A hand and a bit.
Look at that
fat bugger.
Oh, that's a thick two C's boy. Yeah, that's a millipede, man.
Ugh.
That's a big old millie.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they're nasty. Oh, all coiled up as well.
I don't like the Shungalulus.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Shungalulus.
They're fun to say.
I'm looking at them now.
Blech.
Shungalulu. Yeah, tell me about it. Where'd you go?
Yeah, was I afraid of the dark? I think I mainly feared burglars.
Yeah.
Crime.
Yeah, I was scared of them too. I was
very afraid of crime.
I swear one of our neighbors was like burgled and like they tied him up. And
yeah.
I'm like, that was just right there.
Well, you and I've
got a PlayStation 2 here. Surely they'll want that.
And the ghosts will be no help. That would be quite good if you had a ghost that was like just like a home defense device.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Scooby-Doo technique.
Of course. It's Old Man Jenkins in the end, but the burglars don't know that.
The burglars don't know it's Old Man Jenkins. They think it is the it's always like Blackbeard or something. In a Scooby-Doo episode. And I always remember thinking, a pirate?
Yeah.
Can that work? Can these two worlds possibly intersect?
Can these two worlds collide? Pirate and ghost? Surely no.
There's a strong Manson family vibe to the Scooby-Doo gang.
Yeah, they're all in that van and Shaggy's all shaggy.
They don't live anywhere.
I always wondered how Fred and Daphne were able to keep so clean.
And preppy.
Yeah, and he's got like a white top.
Yeah, he's dressed like a sailor, kind of.
Yeah, driving around and living in a van.
But they're always dropping in on uncles and aunts.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I forgot about that. My aunt has
a place near Spooky Bay.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. What are you on the run from exactly?
Are they making money? Do they get paid like The Witcher at the end of these episodes?
Toss a coin to your Scooby. I would like it if they were treated like The Witcher is in video games and just sort of spat at and people start fights with them. Because they can fight ghosts.
Yeah.
If you haven't played The Witcher and you're listening, it's a sort of adventure game where you are a kind of 7 foot tall, incredibly Schwarzenegger muscly, long white hair, demonized, glowing sword.
Two swords. You have two swords on your back.
Two fucking swords on your back that are glowing with runes and stuff and armor, and you're terrifying. And you walk around and people in pubs start fights with you, like fat blokes. 5'3", big fat guys start going, "Oh, fuck it out, witches." And they shove you in the chest. And you just think, what world is this? It occupies that same niche that Schwarzenegger reality does, where no one comments on the fact that their colleague at this accounting firm has 40-inch biceps.
Jamie!
Double.
Come on, Hank! You're going to be late. Put the star on top of the tree. Ever since you were a kid growing up in Ohio, you've put the star. Jamie, that's my tree. Get out. I want to eat American pie, apple pie, and drink some Budweiser. Yeah, drink some Coors with the guys.
You know what? I need to remember this because something that you guys might not know is that when you try and make a script or a show, especially these days in the UK,
yeah,
one of the main problems you'll bump into is producers or people generally going, "Oh, but it just doesn't seem realistic."
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like something that would happen. And that happens. I've seen people tweeting about it, people we know, about how it's happened to them with scripts that are about true stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I did the SAS Rogue Heroes podcast.
Yeah.
And loads of absolute soggy fuckers were going, do they have to all wear aviators?
Right.
Like American 80s action. It's very ahistorical. And then we'd have to reply with tweets with like photos of the SAS in the 1940s wearing aviators, which they did. And they'd never reply. It would make me so angry. They'd never reply to the tweet that proved them wrong.
Of course going, not.
I know you've seen this.
I know you've seen this. I know you're in there.
Yeah. Knock.
Knocking on the
computer. You are wrong. Look me in the eye and be ashamed. Exactly.
So people, well, there's nothing a British person likes more than an excuse not to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're always looking for reasons.
Oh, but my hands are hot. So they go, oh, it doesn't seem realistic. Can we make the script really boring? And I need to remember that. I need to show them any Schwarzenegger movie where he's not in the military. Right. Like,
yeah,
whatever it's called, Christmas Boy.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
I think you'll find.
Yeah, and I need to show them that and go, no one cared.
Yeah.
About this. No one cared he had a fucking Austrian accent.
Jamie.
No one cared how he looked, how he sounded, that his job was to, like, he was like a very put upon salesman. And it's like, well, he could kill them with his fingers. And people are bullying him at work. And I know you can't resort to physical violence, but nevertheless.
Yeah, in Afterlife, Ricky Gervais has a career as a local journalist for a print newspaper.
Does he?
Yeah, that's his job. He works at the local newspaper, print newspaper. And like, that's the least believable thing I've ever seen.
He's got a great job down at the Zeppelin factory. I had no idea that was the job.
Yeah. And people whose voices are like this love it. Love that show.
Well, there you go. So often you get people saying like, oh, it doesn't seem realistic. You go, well, maybe not everything fun is realistic.
Yeah.
It's not realistic that you have a man who's kind of also a spider. Okay?
James Bond?
Yeah.
Because he can crawl. He crawls sometimes.
He sticks to walls.
That's true. I guess that's more Mission
Impossible. I bet you James Bond in real life would be sticky.
Literally sticky from all his fluids.
Cum.
Yeah.
Booze, cocktails, sweat, dirt. Fear.
Yeah.
Blood?
Yeah, of course. Sticky old blood.
Sticky Bond.
Why is blood sticky?
Because it clots, kind of.
Ooh.
Gets that stickiness to it.
Yuck. Yuck.
I had a lot of blood taken out my arm just the other day.
You looked at it, didn't you? You looked at the needle going.
I watched it all.
You're fucking crackers.
I watched it all.
It's insane. I hate that.
I made me watch. I made me watch. What is that from Sin City?
Sin City, when he eats her hand.
You made me watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I watched the whole damn thing. Four tubes of it.
Four?
Yeah.
Wait, they didn't go four times. They filled four.
Four tubes. Whole tubes, yeah.
Wow, why are you... Why
and the
you
guy gonna... just did them all in one go. Just like shots.
He drank yeah, it. Yeah. Nice. Why are you getting into so much blood?
I'm not very unwell. I know that sounds like I am. I'm not. I had a weird, like... I had a weird thing, which I think is endocrinological.
Endochronological. Like
chronological, endocrinology.
Oh, right.
Hormones, thyroids, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it happened the other day, and I'm starting to get them maybe once a year, twice a year. And my dad says he gets them like three times a year.
Okay.
And he calls them power outages.
Right.
And they feel just like low blood sugar.
Right.
But eating sweet stuff doesn't help at all.
And you just have no energy.
Slightly shaking hands, cold sweat.
Wow.
And like feeling very like faint and like, oh, God.
Gosh.
And like kind of head rush.
Wow.
And
it'll just hit you out of nowhere.
Yeah. I had one the other day and I was like, this is fucked. Because I'm not diabetic.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No.
But also, is this like a hormone thing? Do I have a crazy thyroid? So I just went, I thought, you know what? I need to just have someone look at my fucking blood.
Yeah. Take a look at this. What do you think of this?
Yeah, exactly.
What about this?
If the blood comes out all fizzy, they go, no, that's not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I watched them, and it's all fine. Nothing. I'm in great health.
That's good.
I'm nailing it. My blood is great.
Well done. Oh, I want to see what people think of my blood.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
but you have to watch.
But then that's always a sort of bittersweet when they go, everything's fine. You go, okay, well, that's good, but what?
And you go, great, but then what the fuck was that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's just some weird thing. Yeah, it's odd. My blood pressure drops when I stand up as well.
That's quite common, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get bad head rushes sometimes.
Yeah.
You stand up and you just go, oh.
I guess if you're tall, your blood has more distance to go.
Blood's got a long way to go. Mm. I'm tall and I'm dense. My blood's got a lot to do.
Right, a lot to get past.
Busy day for the blood.
Yeah.
But
sorry, can't talk. Got to get up to this guy's head.
And down to his others. What Phil was referring to and the watching, we should explain. When they put the needle in my arm and they take blood out. Sorry to anyone listening who's phobic of this.
Oh, yeah.
But I just watched the whole thing.
What was I?
That's why Phil thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I watch it all.
You watch it go in. I'm fine with getting a needle. Like, I get a little panicked in the moments beforehand, but I just if I look away and just meditate, deep breath, I don't look, and it's usually fine. But
that's something that people might not know about you is the extent to which you meditate.
Oh yeah, I've not been very good with it recently, but I'll take moments and I'll just go and just take a deep breath.
Yeah, but people have started thinking that you're angry.
Yeah, so Paul,
which
the
is
tour,
the opposite of meditation.
Paul the tour, our tour manager. He took him weeks to sort of feel comfortable with me suddenly going. Because if you don't know what I'm doing, it looks like you've just said something that's made me go, for fuck's sake.
Or you've non-verbally done something.
Yeah.
That you've been like, I told you not to touch the glove compartment. Like, yeah, it sounds so bad. Like, especially when we were on tour, I was in the front with Paul the tour.
Yeah.
And you were sat behind him.
Right.
So he couldn't even fucking see you.
Yeah.
The only sound worse would be you cocking a revolver. Or something. Like, just...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, you're just there going... Or like the way that you get into your meditation space is by going... Yeah. And you're just in a perfect hovering circle of light in your mind. That's another thing I keep being advertised. Last week we spoke about my algorithm problems.
Yeah.
I keep being advertised by Mark Wahlberg.
What?
A Catholic prayer and meditation app called Hallow.
What? Is he religious, Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow.
You bet your sweet bippy.
Catholic.
As Frank would say. Yeah. Well, he better be. He's advertising Hallow. The only other person who comes up advertising Hallow is a literal nun.
Woof.
Yeah.
Marky Mark.
I was telling
you. So it's an app that you can read the Bible on.
No, but it helps you with prayer schedules and different types of prayer and stuff.
Blimey.
Like, I saw it. I was talking about this to a guy called Thomas who's he's not Catholic, but he's Irish, so he had the app on his phone. And that's the only way you're getting in and out of Ireland. Is if you have the app on your phone.
Yeah, you should have done instead of the passport.
He downloaded it out of curiosity, and he said, oh, I know Hello. And he said, you know, the UX design is astonishing.
Like, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, look. And I looked, and it's a hell of an app the Catholic Church has brought out.
Wow.
Or whoever brought it out. Like, it's an incredible app. It looks fantastic.
God.
Very functional. Beautiful, yeah. Nicely designed, intuitive.
Yeah. I mean, the church has always been good at that side of things, I suppose, the design, and the art.
But yeah, Hello.
Hello.
But isn't that weird? My Instagram thinks I'm a bald Catholic.
A racist. Well, the Instagram doesn't. Twitter thinks you're...
Twitter thinks I should be more of a racist.
Yeah.
Instagram thinks I'm a bald Catholic. Are you on Instagram? Yeah, as a bald Catholic. Yeah, I am, yeah.
As an experiment, I'm going to open Instagram up now and see what I'm being marketed.
It would be terrifying if you start seeing adverts for Hallow and baldness treatments.
Come on, adverts.
Is baldness less...
Okay, WhatsApp.
Ooh.
An ad for WhatsApp.
An ad for WhatsApp?
Yep.
That's like advertising for Coke, isn't it?
It's very odd.
Chill out, WhatsApp.
I was like, I've already got it, man. Strange. This is the UK. Do you know the thing about Americans don't use WhatsApp?
Huh?
Americans don't use WhatsApp. They use iMessage. It's a nightmare. They all use...
They use iMessage?
iMessage, yeah.
That is bizarre. This is like when I found out that, you know how Google is just what everyone uses?
Yeah.
Not in America.
What to search? What do they use?
So in Europe, in the EU, the reason Google keeps getting fined like 100 quadrillion schmillion pounds by the EU Competition Commission is because Google's just like 97% of searches.
Wow.
In the EU or something insane. And it maintains its dominance through various muscular activities. So it gets fined for having too much power, right?
Hmm.
In the US, it's like 60%.
Wow, really?
They're fucking Yahoo answering, they're Binging
and fucking DuckDuckGoose.
Yeah, Jeeves or whatever it is now. Ask.net.
Wow.
Amazing. The American internet is a different place.
Well, I kept scrolling for more ads and, you know, to its credit, I was only served that one on that scroll, the one for WhatsApp. It's always about like encryption and how well encrypted it is. So
which is
Instagram
weird.
Instagram thinks I'm a creepy little freak. This is it.
You're a pervert who needs earplugs.
I'm a pervert who needs earplugs.
But the irony is that WhatsApp only started doing loads and loads of adverts about how encrypted it was when it dropped its most powerful encryption. It stopped encrypting it to the extent it used to. So
methinks the lady dust proclaim too much.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you download... Do you have a meditation app?
Yeah.
Is it actually good?
It's fine. I've not tried any of the others, really.
I worry that if I did that, the problem I would have is the problem I have with a lot of audiobooks, which is that I don't have anything against the American accent in general.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the type of Americans they hire to do a lot of audiobooks, awful. Very California.
Is there a lot of vocal fry?
Or very, just like, very sort of bouncy.
I can't quite do the vocal fry.
Vocal fry.
Fry.
Like that, yeah. Very, very Ira Glass.
Oh, my God.
Ira Glass.
Close your eyes. Oh, my God.
They're like that, or they're just a bit like, Mr. Tompkins walked down the stairs, and he's like, ugh,
No.
Well, and it makes me angry when it's that voice and it's a Dickens novel.
Sure.
It's Charles Dickens. It should be at old. It should be, just bite the bullet. Ring up Stephen Fry. Yeah. Get the job done.
Yeah.
Enough.
And the app I use is British, but they've got some. They've now a selection of.
Meditate, you slag.
Of read readers. Yeah. So the main guy who's English, and they've got an English gal, and then they've got two Americans, I think. But the English gal sounds always like you've annoyed her a bit. She's like, close your eyes. And take notice of your breath.
I really, really can't stand the self-checkout lady
at the co-op.
At the co-op.
Yes, thank you.
What is that?
What's up with her? She's got a problem. She has an attitude problem, man.
She's weird.
Thank you. There's one thing she says really weird.
I know exactly what it is.
What? Okay.
Payment accepted.
Yes. I thought I was going mad. Payment accepted.
Accepted.
I'm so glad. I was like, I am hearing that right? Every time I go, I'm like,
it makes me stop and look back at the machine. Huh? As though the machine's gone.
Payment accepted.
Payment accepted.
Oh, I'm so glad you noticed this. It's something I always forget about. Then I'm back to whenever I'm a shop at the co-op.
Yeah.
It's just something. Oh, yeah, fuck her again.
Ugh.
Payment accepted. Because the whole.
Accepted.
Accepted. And it's all so patronized. And the tone is very, well done, you fucking idiot. Payment accepted.
Payment accepted. It sounds like, don't talk to me like that.
I knew you could do it. Payment accepted.
What notes was she being given in the booth?
You got to listen out for this, Podbuds. Next time you're at the co-op, you go to use the self-checkout and listen to Payment Accepted.
There was an episode of the Adam Buxton podcast where they got Joe Cornish back on, a Christmas one.
Mm.
And for other reasons, Joe Cornish played a bunch of the recordings of it.
Of
all the different self-checkout
women
and men.
Yeah.
And they both said that they thought Payment Accepted was like a cheerful lady.
Yeah, it is kind of cheerful.
Yeah, but I was listening going, well, are you glossing over how awful it is?
It is, yeah, right. And they didn't pick up on the Accepted.
No.
Weird. To me, I can hear nothing but Accepted.
To me, them not picking up on that was as mad as if they hadn't picked up on, if it went, Payment accepted. Guys, are you not hearing this? There's a fart in there.
Oh, man. So I can't believe you've also picked up on that.
It's like the word accept followed by T-A-D-E. Acceptaid.
Oh, yeah.
Payment acceptaid.
Payment acceptaid. Yeah, it's so jarring.
It's something about it. And this is, I mean, I have misophonia about loads of stuff, but yeah. It definitely triggers the same part of my brain that makes me want to just go, oh, stop it.
Mm.
But at a machine.
How does she do, would you like a bag? Would you like a bag? Would you, I think he's a bit more concerned. Would you like a bag? Yeah, that's it. She's like, would you like a bag?
Sound like Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. Would you like a bag? I think that whoever, there was a, they whiffed it. Co-op has fucked it. They need a new one.
They need
new
a
new recording.
One, new one. They, yeah. She missed you.
And not because it's a lady.
Not because it's a lady.
Not like with the, what happened with the Tesco one.
What, they switched it over to a guy?
They had to change it, and there was all sorts of great, you know, column inches were devoted, like, from opinion havers.
Right.
About how it's about misogyny, because people, men and women, statistically react poorly to being told off, and the female voice was a bit... Well, what they were saying isn't... The female voice of like, unexpected item in bagging error was accused of being a bit shrill and tell-offy.
Right.
But then loads of people were saying, actually, it's not. It's misogyny.
Right.
But Tesco were just like, we're replacing it either way with, I'm fairly sure, Noel Fielding.
Really?
It sounds so much like Noel Fielding, the Tesco self-checkout.
Well, okay, I'm going to listen out for that.
Thanks for shopping at Tesco. Sounds like him on fucking Bake Off.
Gosh, I think you might be right.
Well, anyway, talking about...
Payment accepted.
Talking about cheerful lunatics. Let's do some correspondence.
Oh, yeah, great.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ring letters, emails, phone numbers, correspondence accepted.
It's a message from P.
P?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to do anything with that.
No.
P?
P.
Wee.
Yeah. And they say, dear PNP included, I attached some tat, possibly not one worth whispering, but I enjoyed the crossover aspect.
Mm.
Also, who knew Biltong was from Worcestershire? So it's called South Afratat in the subject line.
Okay, great.
And it is a sort of Biltong stall.
Okay.
Like caravan thing.
Oh, I see him. Yeah.
And the sign it says, love Biltong, love life.
Oh, gosh.
L-U-V Biltong, and then love life. But it's all one word, like love life, like they're fucking.
L-U-V life, one word?
No, normal spelling.
Oh, so they've mixed like an L-U-V and a normal spelling.
And they mixed a love and a love.
Oh, they're mixing the metaphors.
And they offer salt, pepper, coriander, and Worcestershire, which are not, none of those are flavors of Biltong, apart from coriander. But, oh no, maybe they mean all of it at once. What?
Yeah, presumably all of it at once. It must be all of it at once.
But there's no Worcestershire sauce in Biltong normally. Maybe that's a
there
novelty.
Is when you love life.
Well, if you love Biltong, you love life. That's what I've said.
You must love
that's
life.
Strange.
I need to get some more of that Snoggies.
Oh, Snoggies.
Ooh la la. You just ordered them online, right?
Yeah, you can just order your Snoggies Biltong online. We're not sponsored by them. It's just they do some fine wet meats.
Woof.
Dry amazing. And wet.
It's like just chunks of dried premium steak. It's incredible.
Where does my sister... There's another place to get them from that's also really good. Savannah... online, but there's another place. What is it? There's loads of good places. Anyway, we got a message from Martha.
Martha the Farter.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It's called The Tale of Two Shitties.
Nice.
Mm. Dear Polly Filler and Autoglass Repair. That's good.
I like that one a lot. I think, yeah. Autoglass Repair, Autoglass Replace.
It is widely regarded that physicians do not recommend binging the pod.
It is true.
It's true. However, I must argue that academics do recommend. Interesting distinction.
Right, yeah. What subject, though? Because they do vary in sanity.
Ah. Well, I started listening to this podcast around the time I was applying to study at Cambridge.
Ah, okay, okay.
Our alma mater.
Our mother alta. Our mother alma. Mother alma, no!
Mother alma, please, I'll study harder, please. I received an offer, and I wholeheartedly credit you two for inspiring my intellectual curiosity and other educational institution buzzword tat. Otherwise, praise redacted. Oh, great. Thanks, Martha. Alas, onto the body of my story. Interesting. Alas.
I'm sorry, I missed the bit that Martha just said then, before they've praise redacted.
That she received an offer.
Oh, congratulations.
You were lost in a reverie for times gone by.
Yeah.
Alas, onto the body of the story. At the time, I lived with my mother and grandmother before she passed away as a result of the Truss Quarteng mini-budget.
Whoa.
Oh.
How was that?
At 95, she struggled to maintain... I think maybe just in general. At 95, she struggled to maintain any kind of bowel autonomy.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. I was frequently awoken by my mother's, no, 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 followed by the exhausted, stop blowing. Stop pooing.
I mean,
in a wet whisper.
I mean, he's got to a desperate place when you're just out and out saying stop pooing.
Ugh, that's not nice. Poo is such an infantile word and entirely unsuited for an adult having a breakdown. It's true. Anyway, the daily phenomenon occurred within a proximity that I could smell. Oh, mm-hmm. That's rough, Martha.
Mm.
Good for you for getting good grades in that environment.
Yeah.
Tough environment to do that in.
A difficult olfactory... situation.
And conceptual.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's distracting.
One particular mud bath experience that my mother had is as follows. Sat devouring breakfast, perusing a David Sedaris collection.
Oh, a Rye nice. Mother, is it?
Rye Mother.
Very good.
I'm looking at my Sedaris collection right now.
I've got a couple of Sedari.
What's plural in Greek? Because he's Greek.
Oh.
American Greek. What's a plural in Greek? Sedarodes.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm guessing. It's octopodes.
Is it?
Yeah, because octopus is Greek, not Latin.
I thought octopuses was the plural.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to do it like properly, not like a maniac.
Oh.
But if you want to be an absolute pedant.
Right, octopodes.
Because the joke being that like octopi isn't even right.
Right, because
you're putting
a
Latin plural on a Greek word.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Phil.
Okay.
Mother sat demiring breakfast. And Sedaris.
Yeah.
Martha is. Sat devouring breakfast, perusing a Sedaris collection. My mother appears to me with what looks like a fun session hand painting with a rather luxurious selection of browns.
Oh, man.
Like Lady Macbeth washing her hands in the kitchen sink until the water stops running. Like an oil spill on a Cornish beach. After purging herself of this hands-on incident, she resolves to take a relaxing walk with the dog. Of course, taking time off from cleaning up poo with an animal particularly known for toilet etiquette. Yes, that's true. I've spent too much time cleaning up poo. I'm going to take the dog for one of those activities where it definitely is going to shit. And I'm going to have to clean up that poo.
Yeah. Ah, gosh, sick of all this poo. I'm just going to take the walking poo machine for a walk.
To
the poo spot.
I'm just going to take the poo machine out for a poo. I just can't be around all this poo anymore. Anyway, poo-poo. Upon her return, I received more of this liturgy. So much poo, so much poo, so much poo. We end this day with a vegetarian moussaka.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's asking for trouble, isn't it?
And as incompetent as I am, I left this in the oven too long. I've smattered the burnt brown slop onto our plates. Life imitates poo. What a poo. You were living a bum bum life.
A literal bum bum life.
Martha was living the bum bum life.
The bum bum life. Ah, this is the bum bum life.
The conversation for roughly 10 months with my mother centered around these incidents as they became increasingly worse. Mm-hmm. As they became increasingly bad, I suppose. I gather that helping the elderly relieve their bowels is much like trying to stop some terrible sausage grinder with a lace doily coaster. Oh, Jesus.
Wow. That's great.
Your poor mother.
Mm.
Your poor, poor mother. In other news, I think you spoke about Bear Grylls pissing in a snake at some point.
Did we?
Look.
It sounds like something you do.
Whenever a listener tells me we talked about something, I just have to go, yes.
Yes.
Because so,
of course.
We've done so many of these, and they're so stupid. They just go, oh, do you remember that bit where you talked about, well, what if Rudolph's nose was actually his bum? Or something, and then you compare that to Chaucer. I just go, yes. Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds familiar in conception, if not literally. In other news, I think you spoke about Bear Grylls pissing in a snake at some point. I was just pondering the impact that this would have had for the representation of women in Judeo-Christian philosophy and literature had Eve been tempted to break the snake's neck and just piss down its throat. Different Bible.
Very different Bible. That's a Bible.
Very Oxbridge student question to ask.
Yeah, that's a dissertation for sure.
You've thrown the word, the portmanteau word Judeo-Christian in there.
Mm.
You're already in.
You're halfway done.
Paradise Lost would be different for sure. Looking forward to seeing you both live this year. Thank you, Martha.
Nice.
Koji, and keep on studying it. P.S. You may have seen this. Thought I would attach it anyway. And someone has vandalized a sign for the University of Liverpool. So it just says, the University of Pooh. Good classic stuff.
Yeah, they've just broken off the liver. And the L. The University of Pooh.
The University of Pooh. Now let's see. Oh gosh, that's a long. Well, we've maybe got time for this. It's a massage from Johnson, as in episode 70 Johnson.
Ooh.
Old school.
The last time Johnson was in touch was episode 70.
Seems like it.
A while ago. Johnson. Where'd you go wrong, son?
Nice.
Thank you.
Dear Pods Buddikins.
Pods Buddikins.
Yeah, as in Odds Bodkins.
Oh, what's Odds Bodkins?
Sort of medieval swear word, I think.
Oh.
Odds Bodkins.
Wow, I never heard that.
I think it's a minced oath.
A minced oath?
Yeah. What's blimey is a minced oath for God blind me. Cor blimey. Is God blind me?
And is bloody, bloody is by Our Lady or something, is that right?
Bloody. Maybe it is, actually, yeah. Or Christ's blood or stuff. They used to say like God's bones, and that would be like the worst thing you could say is God's bones.
Man. So
Odds Bodikins might be God's bones.
Wow, Odds Bodikins.
Oh, here we go. This is actually a terrific and erudite pun, but might require a bit of help even for overeducated pod buds. Odds Bodikins is an archaic oath a bit like struth that either means God's body or God's bodkins.
Right.
As a child, my father told me it was the rudest possible word.
Wow, that's old school.
And my father, the blacksmith, and I believed him until an embarrassingly old age. Fair enough. That's good dad stuff. Anyway, here's a little story that combines two of your favorite things.
Ooh.
Whiskers on kittens and poo.
And Bitcoin.
I used to live in Japan.
Yes.
No, not the robots and shiny toilets part, but a deprived rural area where everything's crap.
Wow.
They've hidden.
That's a unique experience.
You've hidden that well, Japan.
Crapan. Ah, you've been to Crapan.
This guy used to live in Crapan. The people were ignorant and racist, the buildings were rickety, and the weather was abominable.
Wow, this is a fascinating side of the country.
I love this. There are similar shitholes in the UK. You're comedians, so you've probably been to some. Oh, yes.
Many a dime.
Just replace boiled potatoes and meat with plain rice and fish. Otherwise, the same.
Yes. Rough.
So it turns out when you're treated like a subhuman imbecile on a regular basis...
They hate foreign people.
They fucking really hate them. You start to look for silver linings.
Mm.
And for most of us Westerners, we gradually abandon social convention. Some of us decided to start a ninja club. That's one way to abandon social convention. A lot of Japanese safety wear resembles ninja garb, so we made some pretty convincing outfits supplemented by plastic katanas.
Safety wear, like...
I guess like knee pads and harnesses and things.
Right, okay.
Our missions were to sneak between two points in the town without being seen by anyone, often climbing walls or creeping through gardens. It would get you arrested in the UK or shot in America, but our height and demeanor identified us as idiot foreigners, and we were ignored.
Wow, amazing.
That is funny.
Hiding in plain sight.
It is surprisingly easy to hide in shadows when you're full ninja, and it makes you evaluate the streets in a more tactical way. I bet.
Gosh.
The first ninja club mission had gone pretty well, despite the constant shouting of the rookie New York ninja. The NYC ninja. I don't think anyone can see us, guys.
I'm throwing shurikens here. Hey! Hey, I'm sneaking in.
Hey, I'm slowing down my heart rate over here. Spirits were high, and the Australian ninja decided to demonstrate a new special move, which was to do a body roll over a small wall into the yard beyond.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
It looked pretty cool as he vanished.
Yeah.
But there followed an unexpected squelch and a pitiful groan.
Oh, no.
The shadow cast by the small wall had perfectly hidden an open sewer.
Oh, Crapan.
Crapan.
Straight into Crapan.
He fell into Crapan.
Yeah.
A drop of perhaps 3 meters from street level. Australian ninja, Oz Ninja, had first slammed into a concrete beam with his chest, breaking a few ribs, before sliding off it into the filth below.
Oh no, that's a bad drop in anyone's book.
Yo. Bye. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. The old now, crack and splat.
Oh, the old crack and splat in Crapan. Now, maybe Western weeb stereotypes of Japan being a spotless utopia have you thinking, it probably wasn't that bad, just a muddy drain, perhaps. No.
I like that. Western weebs.
The weebs, yeah. The weeboos. Weeaboos. No, this was a third world style channel of the town's assorted foulness.
Wow. This really is not a side of Japan you... you think exists.
Yeah. A malodorous melange in which poo-poo was merely the strongest note. Due to the busted ribs, Oz Ninja couldn't breathe. A blessing.
Yeah, of course.
And was thoroughly enfeebled, so me and NYC had to get down there and drag him out, all covered in slime.
Oh my god.
Jesus. This fecal warrior was freaking out and insisted on being carried directly to the hospital. The doctor was not impressed and tried to lecture us on our immaturity, until I retorted by pointing out the dust bunnies and discarded hypodermic needles on the floor of his office.
Jesus, really? This
apparently
is wild.
So. This is Crapan.
Crapan.
In the uncomfortable silence...
Also, have they turned up to the hospital dressed as ninjas then?
Covered in shit, yeah.
Covered in shit, yeah.
In the uncomfortable silence that followed, we watched the nurse wheel away the shitty shinobi.
Nice.
A broken man. Koji Johnson.
A shinobi is a type of... ninja. Is it like a very good ninja?
Shinobi, actually? I think, just means ninja. But it was also the name of a video game.
I played Shinobi. Good game, Shinobi.
Shinobi. As a final epilogue, maybe Shinobi was the name of a famous ninja. As a final epilogue, you don't necessarily have to read out. I once went back to that hospital due to some pain in my testicles.
You're right, Shinobi and ninja are interchangeable. I'm sorry, I missed that. So
He once went to that hospital for nut pain.
Before the poo.
After.
Okay.
I was approached by an absolutely stunning Japanese nurse who spoke to me in excellent English. Way, way better than the efforts of the people who are professional English teachers.
Mm.
She was beautiful, and I could sense a bit of chemistry in the air, not common for me.
Oh.
I couldn't believe such a person was working in a crappy place like that. What department are you looking for? I'll help you find it, she said. I muttered something about balls. Right this way, she said, and led me to the optical clinic.
Optical? Oh, no.
No, not eyeballs, I said, and pointed down.
So it's having to point down
my other balls.
Oh no.
Chemistry dissolved instantly.
Oh no.
And she pointed in the general direction of urology and left without another word. It felt very sitcom and still haunts me for some reason. My balls weren't even that bad.
What a sign off.
That's great.
Henry, you know what, reader? My balls weren't even that bad.
Weren't even that bad.
I would have gone, thank you, at the eyeballs thing and waited for her to leave and ask someone else.
Thank you. Do you want to go for a drink later?
Once my eyes improved, of course.
Once someone's held my eyes in their hands and I've turned my head and coughed. What? Oh, no, nothing. My left eye is just a bit lower than the right eye. Well, that's all the time we have, and now it's time to go to the private Japanese hospital.
Members hospital.
Yeah, the private Japanese hospital for celebrities.
Wow, this is specific, but yeah, okay.
And the Patreon. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, once again, come see us live.
Come see us live.
I'm on tour in the autumn, September, October.
Me
Tickets
too.
Tickets on my Webby.
The whole thing, baby.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.